Hey everybody, welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. So, I have taken a huge hiatus from recording and all that. I will admit, I did have writer's block, aka like talking block and whatnot, only because there was really nothing interesting to even talk about. But I am back, better than ever. And we have a lot to talk about. It is the holiday season. Woo! And oh, do-do. Let's talk about. Anyways, okay, I know I'm so cringy. But anyways, it's the holiday season, everybody. Christmas is right around the corner. I mean, not really, but at the same time, really though. Since Christmas is right around the corner, it is time to snuggle on up into a nice warm blanket. Drink some hot chocolate or coffee, whatever you feel. Watch some Christmas movies. It's not everybody's cup of tea for a good Christmas movie, but it's definitely mine. Which, I don't know. People have so many mixed emotions on Christmas movies of like, oh, well, somebody has to die. Or, oh, well, it's too happy. Or, oh, well, this isn't how real life is. When in reality, so what? It's a movie. It's a movie. What are y'all's favorite Christmas movies? I would absolutely love to know. My top tier must watch every single year has to be Polar Express, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey, the live action one. Love, absolutely love. And I still can't believe that they had to hire a trained Navy SEALs soldier in how to teach Jim Carrey to take his mind off of something, because basically with all the makeup and prosthetics and everything like that, he basically was put through torture, essentially, not literally, but that's how it feels. I can only imagine how it feels being underneath basically concrete and having to sit there and perform for this Christmas movie that everybody loves and knows. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I can't even imagine. But another one of my absolute faves has to be Elf. I love Elf, Will Ferrell. I think he's super funny. I've met a few people in my life that are like, oh, well, you know, he's not my favorite. I don't know what it is about Will Ferrell, but we love him. Same with Jim Carrey. Love, love, love. And not only that, people have brought it to my attention of like all of these conspiracy theories and stuff like that of the movie Elf. And really, truly, he is just an autistic guy that he's just trying to find his papa. And not Papa Elf, if you know what I mean. But since it is Christmas time, I personally don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I think it's an action movie that's based around Christmas time. You see what I mean? We love a good Christmas time. Everybody, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, are, you know what? F that, scratch that. Christmas time, presents are crazy. Presents are literally crazy. Like having to be like, oh my God, would so-and-so like this? Oh, what about this and that? And blah, blah, blah. And you're just sitting there scrambling, trying to find something. And you're like, godly, you know what? F that, you know? But anywho's, not F that as in like F Christmas. No, but just like, oh my God, it's exhausting trying to find presents for everybody. But at the same time, it's like, hey, yo, give me a list. And boom, I got you. But unless if something absolutely screams, oh my God, my mom, or oh my God, my dad, or something like that, then I'm genuinely just like, give me a list, honey. Give me a list of what you want. Because sometimes on these Christmas lists, people will put things that you're like, wow, I had no clue you would have liked that. And that's perfect. But spending money on yourself during Christmas time is crazy. Genuinely wild to me. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, like Black Friday is coming up, or like Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Yes, great, cool. Let's find somebody else something and make a list. Give it to somebody, see if they're going to get it for you. Unless if it's like a coffee maker that you've always been wanting, then F it, go for it. You know what I mean? Unless if it's something very super, super, super specific that you want. And then go right on ahead and purchase it. Or like household appliances, because I do know that air fryers, pressure cookers, toaster ovens, all of that, they do go up on Black Friday. And we love to see that. But it's one of those things that's like, unless if somebody's planning on getting that for you, then what are you doing? I mean, of course, you wouldn't know if somebody's planning on getting something for you like that unless if they say it, obviously. But here, look, example A. Example A, Leah, who I've mentioned plenty of times on the podcast, as well as been featured on the podcast. My mom was getting Christmas presents for me and Leah. Perfect. Leah goes off and buys things for herself during the Christmas time. And what do you know? My mom was going to get her the same thing that she got. And I completely understand how frustrating that is. And to Leah's defense, I understand you don't expect things from people, 100%. By the same time, give people, you know, some room and some space to get you something. Absolutely. Absolutely. But anywho's, yeah. And you know what? I, shopping for kids, I have to get the nieces and nephews stuff for Christmas. Shopping for kids is tricky because you're like, oh my God, are they going to use that? But then again, it's like, if they don't use it, it's fine. It's genuinely fine. But it's like, you would never want someone or like a kid to be like, oh my God, I don't like that. That's like, whoa. Like, just don't tell me to my face, talk about it behind my back. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Mm. 100%. So, also, since I've been on a little bit of a talking block, as mentioned before, earlier in this episode, Thanksgiving had passed. I was super, super busy. I sat here, made all this food. My wonderful, amazing, just wonderful boyfriend. He made a bourbon honey ham. I made mac and cheese and deviled eggs. You can only imagine me running around all freaking day, making all that, having to share one kitchen. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It was a lot, but we pushed through. We made it. Had to drive an hour and a half to go to my mom's house. And with all of the food, mind you, with all the food, we had to put food in boxes just so we could carry everything. That's right. Now, holidays. Splitting it up with your significant other. I know a lot of people will say, all right, well, half of the day we're going to spend it with these people. The other half of the day we're going to spend it with the other family, you know, which I understand. And I don't know how people juggle back and forth like that unless if you live super close to your family, to both of y'all's families, but also to other people's families' houses. I guess that's what you would say. To your significant other's house, do they also make you bring something for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Because I do understand a lot of people cook and they do a whole big old thing for Christmas. My family, we do not. We just exchange gifts. That's it. Our big thing is Thanksgiving, which I absolutely love because my boyfriend's family loves Christmas and I love that. I absolutely love that because it's a perfect split. We go to Thanksgiving at my mom's and then we go do Christmas at his family's. Love. Absolutely love. We don't have to split up our attention on any of those days with different people having different vibes. Yeah, no. No. I don't know how I would feel if I would have to go to somebody else's house, like my significant other's house for Thanksgiving and then go to my house for Thanksgiving. Like just the two different vibes, two different foods, and you're just eating like that. Yeah, never mind. Scratch what I just said. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. I would just be there for the food. And like, if I didn't want to talk to anybody, I would just plug in my headphones and call it a day. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of family, though, for the holidays, my boyfriend actually met a lot of my family. It was definitely interesting seeing him just interact with people that I've literally have known my whole life. I had an uncle, he flew down from LA to come and see everybody. So we made a trip over there to go see everybody as well. And it was just absolutely insane because my boyfriend's just over here you know, trying to show who he really is to my family. But everybody has split attention. Everybody's talking. Everybody's loud. Everybody's being a hoot and a holler. And my boyfriend's staring at me like, is this normal? Yes, this is normal, sweetie. I love you. But this is normal for me. Yes. Most of these people have undiagnosed ADHD. And it's lovely and wonderful. Yeah. Because it, I don't know. I just, jumping from topic to topic. And if you don't want to answer a question, boom, you just talk to somebody else. Because somebody else is probably already trying to get your attention and talk to you. Love that. Love it, love it, love it. But any hoosers, yeah. The holiday season. For some people, it's very joyous. It's very wonderful. Like, yes, go look at Christmas lights. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And then also on the flip side, for some people, it's their first Christmas or Thanksgiving without their loved ones, which that's also hard. But even as the years go by, whenever you're still missing those loved ones, it gets easier. But also you're still like, damn, I wish they were here to spend it with me. But at the same time, you're like, well, at least we can do something in honor of them. Or, you know, so-and-so loved this beer. Let's all pour a beer for them. You know, just little things like that. Just, it makes an impact, because although everybody wants to be joyous, a lot of people are missing their loved ones. A lot of people are feeling weird or guilty in certain situations because they are missing their loved ones, which, that's hard. It's hard for anybody, but you just got to power through. You have to power through and stay true to you. Because at the end of the day, people come and go. You enter this world alone. You go out alone. You'll make amazing, great, wonderful connections in this life. But some people, you know, are gone and are no longer can spend the holidays with you. But that also goes to show your time is very limited. And you never know what's going to happen next. So just live life to the fullest. If you want to fake it till you make it, do it. If you want to go through the motions of the ocean, do it. Nobody's judging here. Everybody's just here to have fun and have a good time. Some people actually aren't. Yeah, I just told a lie. Some people are actually here just to stay miserable and be like, well, fuck everybody. That's fine. But to the point that you're just an asshole for no reason, that's something else. My boyfriend says everybody deserves an amazing Christmas, except for rapists, pedophiles. He didn't say rapists and pedophiles, but I said that. Because who are you to fuck up someone else's life, but yet have a good fucking Christmas? Hello? Halloween was great. We dressed up as Catwoman and Batman. It was awesome. We have a whole bunch of crazy ass fucking pictures of us on Instagram. They are on my Instagram at alexa.ba.alexa. It was a fun, it was a good hoot and a holler.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
And the holidays are a really rough time for a lot of people in that sense. Sorry, I know I was talking about my boyfriend meeting my family, but okay, let's go back to the holidays. Holidays are rough for a lot of people. A lot of people do become depressed because they're like, fuck, it's supposed to be such a great time in my life right now, but I just can't get over this and this and that. Or people go through breakups or, you know, all the above. But in reality, it's okay because things happen. Shit happens. What matters most is you have to get back up and do it again. Get back up, show up for yourself every day. Some days, if you want to lay in bed all day, okay, cool. Just, you got to get back up somehow, some way. Even if it's from the bottom. Got to get back up to the top. But it, regardless of going through ups and downs, we go through ups and downs all year. It, you know, it just depends on you and who you are as a person. And what trials and tribulations may be going on in your life. But I really do think that the holidays kind of amplify those feelings. The holidays, because it's supposed to be such a joyous time, that there's all that you think that there's all this pressure on you to become someone or become someone that's just happy all the time and glad and da-da-da-da-da. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah, yeah. But in reality, you're really like, oh my God, I'm broke or I'm in debt or, you know, these things happened and I'm still catching up on it, whatever it is, or, you know, just unfortunate things might just pop up along the way, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I will be real though. I just feel like although the holiday times really do amplify those feelings and the way that you process emotions, at least for me personally, it's okay. It's going to be okay. You know, you just have to push through. You have to do what you have to do to get back on top or get back to where you were if you fell off. If you've just been maintaining and all is well, hell yeah, good for you. Seriously, that's absolutely fucking phenomenal. I don't know. It's just the holidays. You're like, fuck, I gotta get everybody's Christmas presents. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And you just feel, especially because it's winter and it doesn't matter where you're at, if it's snowing and you're snowed in or it's just cold outside for you or it's raining and whatnot. A lot of it is the weather and you just feel at like such rock bottom. Like, how am I ever going to crawl out of this? How am I ever going to fix these things? How am I ever going to... You just figure it out. And that sounds so mean, but genuinely, if you're an adult, you just figure it out. And you work through those emotions or you work through debt or you work through certain things. You make payment plans on things. You're just completely overloaded with things that you have to do. When in reality, things aren't expected of you. Things aren't, oh, well, so-and-so said that they're going to do this. Now, that's different. That is completely different. But no one's expecting a big hurrah, a big this, a big that. You know, it's just be you. If you can't do those things, that's okay. That's a-okay. You know, not everybody is perfect. Not everybody. It doesn't matter what you see on the outside. It's what's behind closed doors is what matters. If you're feeling absolutely depressed and you don't want to talk to anybody or you're going through anything medical and you just want to isolate yourself, any situation, I'm just giving examples, but any situation where you just feel like you want to be completely isolated, that's okay. You know? Do I think getting out of the house and like maybe brushing your teeth or taking a shower or starting a new hobby, all of those things will actually help you in the meantime? Or, you know, you distract yourself that you're like, okay, I can push through. I got this fucking shit. Because hell yeah, you fucking do. If nobody else in your life is rooting for you, I am. I am some crazy bitch on a fucking 5150 podcast. She's fucking rooting for you. Abso-fucking-lutely. But, yeah. So, the holidays are obviously here. We're in the middle of the holiday season. I know I'm jumping around a whole bunch this episode. If you can't keep up, sorry, not sorry. That this is just who I am. So, something else did happen when I took a little break from, well, you know, my little talking block, I'm going to call it. And I'm not afraid to say it at all, but basically my mom met this guy 2 years ago, right after my mom got a divorce. And this is her friend's friend. So they just have a mutual. That's it. The friend and her husband. Point blank, period. So they met, my mom and this guy met 2 years ago, and my mom was going through a divorce and she didn't want to date anybody. She wasn't even thinking of anything. She, you know, just really wanted to be a strong, independent woman, which we love, absolutely love, because, you know, sometimes whenever, well, no, most of the time, whenever you go through a breakup and, or, you know, something traumatic happens, you have to take your own time and heal from that. I'm not saying isolation. I'm just saying you have to heal from these situations in order to move on. And that's what my mom was doing during this time period. She was healing. She was moving on. She, you know, was figuring it out on her own, especially being somewhere that she's not 100% familiar with, but getting more familiar by the day. So fast forward to now, this guy, my mom and this guy, they've been seeing each other and whatnot, like going on dates and stuff. My mom did not talk to him after a good minute because she went on a date with him. He was totally rude and ignored her and just pretended like he just didn't give a fuck. Then they went on dates. They were like, heck yeah, super nice. This guy was super nice and my mom was feeling him. She was like, all right, I'm gonna finally give this guy a chance after 2 years of him begging and begging her to be with him. Then he was going on a cruise for his birthday and had invited my mom on this cruise. My mom's like, hell yeah, bitch, I'll go on this fucking cruise with you. Hell yeah, let's fucking drink, let's fucking go out. And he's like, whoa, 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 I don't drink. And all this shit, he ended up drinking on this cruise. All was well. They're having a fun time. 2 days into this cruise, my mom finally gets service on her phone. I've never been on a cruise, me personally, but my mom has been on several cruises. And whenever y'all leave port is whenever, actually, no, scratch that. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But this guy that she went on this cruise with, he did not get the internet package. So my mom didn't have any service on her phone, nor did he, until they got to their destination and they got off of the boat, right? Right. So my mom and him, they're over there drinking at a bar, having fun. And this guy's family is there. Aunts, cousins, uncles, you name it. They're all there on this cruise. But they were alone at this bar, just having fun. And then my mom gets a little text on her phone, a little ring-a-ding. And then another ring-a-ding. And my mom's like, who the fuck is texting me right now? So she looks on her phone. It says requested message. Like someone was trying to reach out to her that wasn't her friend. Right? Right. And this girl had said, hey, I see you're on the cruise with so-and-so because you posted on Facebook. And I've actually been seeing so-and-so for the past 2 years. And we were together 2 days before y'all left for the cruise. Excuse me? So my mom's like, what the fuck? And she's sending my mom pictures of them with dates on it. And it was 2 days before they left for this cruise. And mind you, this guy kept asking my mom, are you sure you're going to go on this cruise with me? Are you sure you're going to go on this cruise with me? And my mom's like, what the fuck? Like, yes, I get it. You have anxiety. You've never been on a cruise before. I completely understand. But at the end of the day, yes, I'm going. I'll fucking be there. Right? So whenever this lady texted my mom's like, holy shit, reads all the messages, you know, and my mom, and then this fucking lady tells my mom, oh, well, you're actually fat in your pictures. I thought he doesn't like fat bitches. He likes skinny bitches. The fuck? Are you kidding? And made my mom feel like shit the whole entire fucking time. And I just feel absolutely so bad for her during that time. And she's just like texting me and she's like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? This, this, and that. And I'm over here like, mom, I don't know. Maybe separate yourself from him. Go fucking have fun. Go drink. Go do this. Go do that. Like, go live your fucking life. He's paying you for your fucking cruise. Let's go. You know, just fucking live your life. Then my mom gets off of this cruise, right? So it's time to leave cruise. Time to leave the cruise. So, you know, you're waiting in line all this time, yada, yada, yada. And then my mom gets off of the boat and he was in front of my mom. He left my mom at port. He left her there stranded, absolutely, completely stranded. And I feel so bad because everybody else, they're going to their vehicles. They're going and doing their own thing. And there's my mom just like, what the fuck? I don't have a fucking ride anymore. And so my mom had to call her friend. Her friend came and picked her up. My mom called me. I drove 4 hours to go over there to my mom. And I picked her up. And then I drove another 3 hours, 3.5 hours to go back to my mom's house to drop her off. And then it took me 1 hour and 30 to get back to my house. So that was a whole day's worth of travel, 100%. And I just feel so bad for my mom. My mom felt like shit, as anybody would. If anybody was in that circumstance, you would feel like shit too. Trust and believe. Trust and fucking believe. And I'm sorry. Then he accused my mom of stealing his truck keys. Why the fuck would my mom steal truck keys? My mom's not that petty. My mom's more in the lines of, okay, here, you take your shit. Let's fucking leave. But yeah, it was just absolutely insane. I genuinely can't believe that that fucking happened, even though I know shit like that happens. But holy fuck. That's absolutely insane. I literally dropped everything that day or the day before. And I woke up super fucking early just to go over there and go get my mom. Literally bonkers. And I'm not saying people shouldn't give other people chances after you've been single for years. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying be fucking careful. If you have a bad vibe about somebody, stick to your instinct. My mom had a bad vibe about this guy, but he kept pushing and pushing. My mom's like, all right, fine. I'll give you a fucking chance. But if someone keeps pushing and pushing and you have a bad fucking feeling, maybe trust your gut. Absolutely trust your fucking gut and see what happens. See what that situation beholds. And not only did my mom get texts from that one chica, whenever she was in the car with me, she got a text from another girl saying that she's from Georgia and he was supposed to take her on the fucking cruise. I know, guys. I know, literally, like, what the fuck? So that's why he was asking my mom if she was going to still go, because he was trying to take some other bitch. That's so fucked. I'm sorry. That's just genuinely fucked. Like, how the fuck are you going to do my mom like that? Yo, exactly. How are you going to do anybody like that? Such a narcissist, self-centered bitch. End of story, though. Just genuinely trust your instinct on anybody. If someone's sitting there begging you to be theirs and you have a bad feeling about it, maybe just fucking block them before some crazy ass shit like that happens. Because imagine if you don't have anybody in that city, or say you live in a city that's far away from any of your friends or any of your family, but yet you still keep in touch with them. But think about if a guy did that to you, you're just fucking stranded. And that's a fat ass Uber or Lyft bill right there. 4 hours away from your home. Yeah, that's a big ass fucking bill right there. So all I'm saying is stay safe, ladies. Don't be fucking around on no crazy ass bullshit. Just stick to your gut. It's okay to go out there and have fun and be wild and fucking free as you fucking should. But don't give a man the power to do some bullshit like that to you. Seriously. It's fucking insane. Okay, switching topics, guys. So earlier this episode, we were talking about Christmas movies. It's not that I forgot. I just didn't mention it. But one of my favorite Christmas movies is Four Christmases. If y'all have never seen it, do it. And not only see it, but see it with your partner if you have one. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be laughing and you're also going to be like, what the fuck? It's one of those movies that even if it wasn't Christmas time, it would still be a fucking badass movie. Yep. Reese Witherspoon is in it and Vince Vaughn. It's really, really funny. And yeah, I recommend everybody to fucking watch that shit. And the movie Elf. If you've never seen the movie Elf, turn it on. 2025 is the year. 2025 is the fucking year to watch some shit. Period. Yeah, if you're down and depressed, put a fucking movie on. Even if you're not, even if you're happy and shit and you want to just chill and relax, put a fucking movie on. I just love movies. I like shows too, but I watch more movies. I like just, you know, sitting there for like 1.5 to 2 hours and just watching some shit and then going about your fucking day rather than being invested in a show and be like, yeah, yeah. But speaking of shows, Stranger Things. If you don't like Stranger Things, that's okay. That's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's my cup of tea. It's my cup of tea with ginger, lemon, and honey, and we drink it up, drink it up. Yes, because season 5 is half of it came out on Thanksgiving, or the day before Thanksgiving, I believe. Yes. And I've been watching Stranger Things since the fucking beginning. Since high school. I was in high school when season one of Stranger Things dropped. And from season four to now, we've been waiting 3 fucking years. 3 fucking years. And I'm glad they're back. Back better than fucking ever. If Stranger Things is your fucking vibe, or if you are more of like a fantasy, but not like Game of Thrones fantasy. I would say it's personally like more sci-fi fantasy. You know what I'm saying? If you're into that shit, give that shit a fucking watch if you haven't already. Do it. Put it on. Season one, episode one. It gives like spooky Goonies vibes. If y'all thought the Goonies was spooky, no. Stranger Things is next fucking level. Graphics are good. Casting's great. Script is wonderful. Winona Ryder's in it. Fucking love her. I love her. She's in so many awesome fucking movies. And every time I see her in an interview, she's just like, yeah, guys. So, you know, she is so fucking real. Seriously. Oh, I want to meet her one of these days, but she's a busy queen. And can't nobody knock that. I can't judge her for being busy. Busy and fucking booked. Because she's a boss ass bitch. And I love that. Oh. I love Winona Ryder. But anyways, yeah, Winona Ryder's in it. And there are a lot of, some of the kids in the show, which are no longer children now. I just want to clarify. From season one, episode one, they were children. Now, 2025, they are not children anymore. They are young adults. I'm not calling anybody a child here. But when they were children, I am calling them children there. Okay, sorry. Just want to make that fucking clear. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody, but Stranger Things is so fucking good, guys. It's one of those shows that's comfort. But since we've been waiting for 3 fucking years for season 5, and they only want to release half of it, y'all, but they're going to release the other half on Christmas, and then the very last episode will be on New Year's, and I am staying inside my humble abode on both of those days. Yep. Yes. Please and thank you, because I'm gonna binge watch that fucking shit. Stranger Things is one of those shows that I've started from the very fucking beginning. And I don't say that about a lot of shows because sometimes, most of the time, I'm really fucking late to the party. Like Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom was out for fucking years and then I just barely started watching the shit. If we're being so fucking for real. But yeah, Stranger Things. And not only that, no spoilers here. But season 5, boom, they get right into the fucking shit. There's no, oh, well, you know, waiting and this and that. No. Boom. They get right into the fucking shit. And it's such a good watch. It's such a good fucking watch, guys. Put it on. Turn the TV on. Put Netflix on if you don't have Netflix. I don't know what to tell you. I'm so sorry. But not only that, another show that I started watching and it's slowly coming out every Sunday is I Love LA. I don't know why. I genuinely feel like I have a little slight, not obsession, but a big, huge respect and love for Rachel Sennett. This queen went to NYU, went to acting school, did what she had to do, moved to LA. And that show is very much so based on how her life was when she first moved to LA. And I love it. And Odessa Azion is in it. And you do see some more familiar faces. And I don't know. I just fucking love it. It's so chaotic. It's so young. I want to say young adult. Yeah. Young adult vibes. It's so modern day influencers. And yeah, it's just basically the hustle and fucking bustle of an influencer and what they do and how they overcome shit and conquer. It's chaotic as fuck. It's a fucking comedy and a drama. I'm not gonna say it's too much drama, but it's dramatic as fuck, definitely, for fucking sure.
Okay, guys, so this is like more than a week later. If you can't tell by my voice, I have been sick. I have, guys, I don't know what's going on out there in the world, but whatever this sickness is out there, it's coming for everybody, okay? And I got sick, let's go see the calendar. I got sick December 19th. That was like the day where I woke up And I just didn't feel good, but I was like, I don't know what this could be. So I was just kind of like taking it slow throughout the whole day. And oh my gosh, I genuinely felt slow. I was on FaceTime with my mom, and she's like, Alexa, like, you are just moving really slow today. I'm like, I know, I don't feel good. But I literally woke up, took the dogs out, put them back in, fed them, did I washed dishes, made myself breakfast, and then I walked the dogs again and went right back to sleep, literally for the whole day. I did not wake up again until 4 p.m. except for like to go take the dogs out, but that's like 15 minutes. But still, I woke up at 4 p.m. and then my man came home a little, like a few hours after that. He saw I was just laying on the couch like a dog. I was not feeling good, guys. And he got me a whole bunch of medicine. I've been taking all this medicine. And for the past few days, I've still been congested and still haven't felt like 100% me. So I do apologize. And that's why there has not been a new episode. So I'm just gonna wrap this shit into fucking New Year's shit because today, while I'm recording, it's December 30th. It's the 30th. And yeah, so New Year's Eve. It's tomorrow. New Year's Day is Thursday. But there has been so many things that have happened since last time we spoke. On December 26th, Leah freaking Benina had her beautiful, healthy baby boy. I'm not gonna say his name just for privacy purposes for them and their family, of course. But OMG, her baby. Beautiful. I was supposed to be there for her birth. I was supposed to be in the room while she gave birth, but I got sick on the 19th and I still was sick a whole week later after that. So, yeah, I was not there and I felt really, really bad. But my mom was there and all was well. She gave birth and, you know, it's such a beautiful thing when people have kids. Like if you want kids and or you already have them, like props to you. I have just so I know I've said this before, but such a high regards to mothers because holy shit, not only are you putting your body through shit, you also have to just like take care of them for the rest of their lives. Like even when they're 18 and or if they move out of the house and they're, you know, legally an adult, it's still like you still care for them, you still want to protect them, you still want them to have the best of the fucking best. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I hope you catch my fucking drift. But yeah, and my mom took care of her daughter after she gave birth. And just like, oh my God. I don't know. Just congrats, Leah Benina. Love you, girl. Love you, sister. Oh my God. I'm still like, woo. Like, still so not fucking feeling good. But yeah, that's what happened. And I don't know, it's just fucking fun. But December 25th was when Leah went into labor. She went and got an induction. Yeah, she's strong as fuck for that because shit. But at the same time, she was fucking done being pregnant. She was like, I am donezies with this bullshit. Understood, chica. I would 100% under fucking stand. At the same motherfucking time, my mom that day, she bought, or the day before the 24th, yeah, the 24th, she got a whole bunch of tamales, which my mom for Christmas always eats tamales. She doesn't make anything else, just tamales. That's it. Point blank, period. And I love that for her until she said, oh, I'm gonna put some of my picante salsa and Velveeta cheese on my tamales. Oh, and chili. Yeah, you know, chili from the can. And I think that's a crime. I think you should be able to put hot sauce and all that good stuff on there, but Velveeta cheese and chili, what are you doing? Call the cops. Call the cops. That should be illegal. You should not do that. That is not respect for the tamale. It's not. I want y'all's genuine thoughts on that because what do you mean? What do you mean you put all that on your tamale? Honey, that's crazy. Like, seriously, that is fucking insane. Also, throughout this whole, like, you know, holiday time, I keep seeing Mr. Fantasy on my TikTok For You page. Y'all, Somebody need to stop KJ Apo. I'm just kidding. But Mr. Fantasy is such a character that you're like, whoa. And the conspiracy theories is that Mr. Fantasy is KJ Apa, which if we're being so for real, I 100% agree. But still, like, I don't know. Mr. Fantasy is such a freaking character. And then he did this whole, like, Christmas photo shoot with James Franco. Love. And he's, like, driving cars on water. Y'all, if y'all have not heard of Mr. Fantasy, go look him up on TikTok. And then I found out that he makes music. So then I go to Spotify, because that's what I have. I go to Spotify, type in Mr. Fantasy, and his music is fire. Genuinely fire. It's so good. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's one of those upbeat pop songs. Like, yeah. He's like, I'll be a Mr. Fantasy. Yeah. I love it. Love it. Love it. But yeah, and I will say though, KJ Apa has this Van Halen tattoo. And I seriously just want to know, like, do you love Van Halen? Did your dad or somebody love Van Halen and you got that for him? Or do you just genuinely love that band? Respect anybody that loves Van Halen, but Van Halen is literally my dad's favorite fucking band. And my whole entire life, I grew up listening to those songs. So anytime somebody's like, oh yeah, well, Van Halen, I'm like, shit, Van Halen. Yeah, what about him? Just like my dad's always like, oh my God, yeah, Alex Van Halen, that's my savior. And oh my goodness, you know, Eddie Van Halen, R.I.P. Eddie Van Halen did all these guitar solos and all these different pop and rock songs. It's just absolutely insane. It's fucking crazy. And I'm like, yeah, like that is crazy, you know? Like that is pretty wild. But it's just my dad has just talked about it for so long and so many years that I'm like, dude, come on now. That sounds so horrible, but it's just kind of like overplayed to me, and people always try to like be like, oh my God, did you know this and this and this about Van Halen? Yes I did. And that's not me being a fucking bitch, that's me being just real as fuck. Like if you want to tell that knowledge to somebody else, do it. Ain't nobody stopping you. That was a song. Put me in the studio. But yeah, guys, and since it's about to be New Year's, what are some things y'all are excited for in the new year? I am excited to see where this podcast will go. My man started a window tinting business, which I already know that's gonna fucking pop off 2026. Ooh, I'm getting older. We're all getting older. That is absolutely insane. Guys, we're getting older. And people that like kids, so like I have a cousin, her name is Piper. Love her. But she is only 8 years old right now. Holy crap. She's either 8 or 9. Guys, that sounds so bad, but she was born when I was 16. So yeah, she's 8. Yeah. I'm not wrong. But anywho's. But yeah, like her, she's like, yeah, we're all getting older. I can't wait to be a grown-up girl. And then she has like a Piper has been on the podcast before. That's exactly who I'm talking about. But Piper got a little like thing to where now she can contact everybody, and now she's just been sending people like voice audios and just FaceTimes. And the other day we were on FaceTime and she's like, what are you doing? Or no, literally last night, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, girl, you're talking to me while I'm cooking. And she's like, oh my goodness, what are you making? And I'm like showing her, and she's like, why are you cooking? It's okay to just chill. And I was like, I'm an adult. If I just chill, I'm not going to eat. Who else is going to cook? You got to cook for yourself. And she was like, oh, that's what happens when you're an adult. Yes, honey bunny. It is what happens when you're an adult. Isn't that fucking insane? And she's just like, oh my God, I don't want to get older. Like, Leah Banana sent me 2 pictures of her baby. Oh, how sweet. How cute. Okay, any hoosers, y'all. Yeah, Leah just texted me about her baby. I love it. I love him. Yeah, she has a baby boy. And she already has a baby girl who is 2 years old, Novellini. And she was also on the podcast. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it. It literally says, featuring Leah and Nova. But I will not say her baby boy's name on here. Just for privacy purposes, as I said. Yeah, yeah. Oh. New Year's. In the new year, I'm gonna be older. Gonna be older, guys. Everybody's gonna get older. Like, we all talk about, like, New Year's resolutions. Like, oh, like, what we want to do or what we want to accomplish in the new year. But, like, oh my goodness, I'm getting little. My knees hurt. My back hurts. And people are like, oh, it only gets worse with age. Oh, great. I love that affirmation. Thank you so much for that. I so appreciate that, like, guys. But at the same time, getting old, there's nothing bad about that. Getting older is a privilege. A privilege. Y'all hear? Yeah. Okay. Exactly. I only have that, like, ideology because I've lost so many people and they haven't got no experience of things that I've experienced. And or, like, they, you know, they pass at just such a young age that it's like, fuck, like, y'all didn't really... Like, y'all lived y'all's lives, but at the same time, it's like, oh my God, like, y'all could have died before. Not to be, like, sad and depressing, but, like, it's true, you know? Like, you never know what their life could have unfolded for them because they passed so young, if that makes sense. But anywho's. So, yeah, getting older is a privilege, but I'm like, guys, I'm gonna be in more pain. What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh my goodness. Things are falling over here. But yeah. So yeah. What are y'all gonna do for New Year's? Are y'all gonna like have some fireworks? Cause I'm just staying at home for New Year's, honey. I am just staying here for New Year's. I might go to the store and go get some steaks and make like steaks. With some smothered green beans and maybe some like mashed potatoes or something. Because last night, oh, y'all, I don't even know. Courtney Cook, this chica on TikTok, she be making, you know, she's a teacher. If you haven't seen her, she's a teacher and she shows her like teacher lunches. Because growing up, have y'all ever realized after lunchtime or during lunchtime, if you walk into a teacher's like room that they're always eating like the most randomest things, or they're eating school lunch, or like even like after lunch, like if they're like so busy doing stuff that after lunch they're just sitting there eating and like munching away and you're like, hey yo, give you some. Yeah, Courtney Cook, that is her, and she does like these baked sweet potatoes. And she, like, bakes them for, like, over an hour or whatever. And then you turn off the stove for the oven. The oven, yes. You turn off the oven. You let it sit in there for, like, another hour. And the inside is going to get all, like, delicious, mushy, gushy. And she uses, like, this butter casse cheese. And she just, like, puts that cheese in her sweet potato just fully. But, so I've been doing that. But when she eats her sweet potatoes, they're, like, dry, right? Like, she's just, like, washing the sweet potato and popping it in the oven. Me, everybody knows me. I gotta do something extra. I wash it. I just slice holes in there. And then I put avocado oil all over and just season it up with whatever seasonings you want. But, you know, a sweet potato is sweet. So I like to do a lot of herbs, a lot of garlic powder, like minced garlic, salt, pepper, Italian seasonings, a little bit of paprika. Just can't go wrong with some paprika. So yeah, and I do all that. Obviously, I put maybe a little bit more seasonings in there. And then I wrap it in a tinfoil. I pop it in there at like 400 for like an hour. It depends on how big your sweet potato is. I did an hour and like 15 yesterday. And then I just turned the oven off. And then I let it sit in there for like 30 minutes. And then I took it out. I do mine with Gouda cheese. If y'all never tried no Gouda cheese, oh my goodness. It's like a smoked cheese. It tastes like somebody had this cheese on the grill and is smoking it. So good, especially in a sweet potato. And then I made smothered chicken. I'm acting like y'all give a fuck. I know y'all don't, but I'm telling y'all anyways. I made smothered chicken, and then you put the gravy from the smothered chicken on your sweet potato. Woo! That was so good. But I love a good sweet potato. And not only that, it's good for your digestive. It's good for gut health. Okay? Sweet potatoes are good for gut health. And if you ever feel bad about eating a sweet potato, don't. Don't. I mean, it also depends on what you put on your sweet potato. But never feel bad, honey. Never, ever, ever feel bad. Okay? Because we're all just doing our best at the end of the day. That's what we're doing. Doing our best. Oh, yeah. And then I'm probably going to do, like, oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Steak, smothered green beans with, like, turkey bacon in there. If y'all don't know, I don't eat pork. Has this happened to y'all? So, I grew up not... I don't even know if I've talked about this on other episodes. So, if I have, I'm so sorry. I know I'm a broken record. But my mom... Growing up, me and my mom, my mom was vegetarian. My parents were divorced. My mom was vegetarian growing up. She stopped being vegetarian when I was a sophomore in high school. I remember that so vividly because I remember exactly the classroom I was in. I remember exactly what I was doing. And I got that call being like, Alexa, we're going to have hot dogs tonight for dinner. And I was like, no way. And she's like, yeah, I'm done being vegetarian. That was just like earth. That was news breaking to me at that time. I was like, oh my God. But my dad was not vegetarian, but my dad doesn't really make pork like that. The only thing that he eats with pork is sausages. But like, we always had like chicken or steak or like, you know, like hamburgers, beef fajita, chicken fajita. So it was never really pork. And then, you know, growing up, I always had bacon. But then as an adult, I had pork chop. Yeah, I was an adult when I first had my first pork chop. And it jacked up my stomach so much, guys. Like, I was bloated for days after and constipated and just like... But when I'm bloated like that from pork, it hurts me. I am in full-on pain. I'm in full-on pain from this pork. So that's why I just don't eat pork because... Yeah, and I tried it whenever Dustin's brother, whenever I was with my man, Dustin, his brother made ribs for everybody one time. And so I was like, all right, you know, maybe it's not that bad anymore. So I literally had one rib. Guys, I was bloated. I kept having to pull my shirt down because I didn't want anybody to see how, like, big and bloated and big like a freaking blueberry I am. I am after I eat pork. It's just really that bad for me. I don't know. It's really that bad. And, like, but not only that, like, pork, you don't know what they be feeding those pigs. Same with, like, cows, but, like, cows, they be eating a lot of hay. And chickens have a certain diet. I'm sure cows do too. But pigs, they just be eating any and everything. So, you know, maybe it is good that I have this allergy to pork. But I don't even know. I don't even know if I would consider it like I'm allergic. Actually, no. You know what? I just thought about it. I feel like I am allergic to pork. But it's not like a life-threatening allergy to pork. It's really not. I'm not like my throat's not swollen up or closing and... This and that. That is not the case at all. Point blank, period. But yeah, everybody. So yeah, that's why I eat turkey bacon and turkey sausage or beef sausage or like beef chorizo, you know, because I'm not messing around with no pork. Sometimes I will. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I will eat like one hot dog. But one hot dog won't do me nothing because it has pork, chicken, and beef in there. Or beef and pork. So not that much to like get me bloated. Actually, yes, it is because I just thought about it. Every time I eat a fucking hot dog, I'm just bloated walking around, hobbling and wobbling around. Do y'all get like that too? Like, growing up, if your parents didn't eat a certain food, like say, my parents didn't eat vegetables. Let's just say that, right? Somebody's parents didn't eat vegetables. And then they grow up as an adult and then they, all of these like constipation issues and then they go to eat vegetables and they're like, oh my God, what the hell? Because I did not grow up eating no vegetables. You know? I'm not saying like, are you going to be bloated? Are you going to be like this? No, but you're just genuinely like that food that you haven't ate most of your life, it shocks the system. Or maybe like if you didn't eat vegetables growing up, like you eat one little thing of broccoli and like you just have diarrhea. I don't know. But, like, do y'all see what I'm saying, though? I really hope y'all do. Because, and it's no joke around here. It's really no joke. But, yeah, guys, New Year's coming up. All right. I think I am popping off of here. All right, guys. Cue to my segment of things I hate.
Some things I fucking hate. Laboo-boos. What the fuck are laboo-boos? They're these fucking ugly-ass little dolls with a fucking ugly-ass little face. The face literally looks like in the movie The Grinch, Who Stole Christmas. Literally looks like Jim Carrey whenever he went to the Whoville and had that fucking ugly-ass mask on. That's what the fuck these dumbass little laboo-boos look like. They are disgusting. They are ugly. They don't talk. They don't move. They don't do shit. They're just there. And people say, oh, well, laboo-boos are this day and age just beanie babies. Beanie babies were way fucking cuter than these ugly-ass little laboo-boos. What do you mean you're selling laboo-boo for $60? $60? Whenever back in the day, beanie babies were like 40. But unless if you got the super cool, like, legendary ones, or, like, the, limited edition, those are different, but you'd much rather have fucking Beanie Babies than these laboo-boos. And what do? You just have them on a fucking keychain? Where do you even fucking put them? They don't even come in a fucking box, like a display box, not like a pop, like the Funko Pops, not even like that. Like, what the fuck do you do with them? Ugh, I don't know, they're just so ugly to me. Woo! Y'all, I just, no. What were those things called that looked like gremlins? Furbies. Furbies were cuter than laboo-boos. And Furbies actually did some shit. Yeah, Furbies, they would sit there and talk to you and they would move. And they're way cuter than a fucking laboo-boo. Another thing that I fucking hate is sand. Sand on the fucking beach. What do you mean you sit down, even if it's on a towel? Because you know it's still going to get on the fucking towel. But even if it's on a fucking towel, how does sand end up in my ear and way up my butt? Way up your ass crack? And it takes 3 fucking business days to get out of there. Like, are you serious? And then there's like fucking sand crabs and shit. And there's like all these fucking weird animals and shit in the sand. No. And people want to just go to the beach for fun. Love that for y'all if y'all can withstand that shit. But fuck the sand. I'm only saying fuck the sand when it gets in like your butt crack and shit. But like if you're just, you know, if you like collect sand or like have those jars with the like sand and like shells and shit like that in it. Do you, boo? I'm just specifically talking about sitting on a fucking beach and that shit happening. If you don't bring a fucking chair to the damn beach, you're screwed, honey. That sand is getting everywhere, all up in everything. I don't even mind it in between my toes. But in my ass crack and in your, you know, it's fucking disgusting. And then it's like fucking people's feet touch that damn sand that's been in your ass crack. It just crawls up there. Like, excuse you? Hate it. I fucking hate it. But I love, like, looking at pictures of the ocean and, like, the sand is in there and the sand just looks so nice and calm rather than, like, you know, I've seen some sand where it's, like, black tar. No. No, thank you. How do you even have fucking fun like that? You can't. I just hate that. Now, like, if you go to the beach and, like, you have, like, a lawn chair, fucking do you, boo. Do you, boo. You ain't getting no sand nowheres. Mm-mm. Nope. Another thing I hate is people not minding their business and, like, staring at you because you're wearing something that they don't agree with. I understand staring at somebody whenever you really love their shirt, but fucking say it. Don't just sit there and hide away and be like, no, honey. Anytime I love someone's, like, outfit or something, I'd be like, oh my God, girl, I love that shit. I love your outfit. Oh my God. But when you're staring at someone like, ew, you're fucking disgusting. Why? Why do you give a fuck what somebody else is doing, bitch? Why aren't we minding our businesses in 2025? All right, 2026, guys, let's mind our own fucking business. Let's do that. I get it if, like, you're friends with somebody. Totally understandable. That's different. And, you know, they're telling you, you know, their business and whatnot. Now, that's different. I'm talking about fucking strangers. Let's mind our fucking business. Please and thank you. Please and thank you. Because why the fuck are you in my conversation whenever I'm even at a damn flea market? I'll be talking to my mom. Oh, yeah, mom. And, you know, this and this and that. And, oh, look how cute that outfit is. And then some random bitch. Do you have a baby on the way? Why are you looking at baby clothes? Why is it your fucking business, ho? I don't know you. I don't know you. It'd be different if, you know, the people that are selling this stuff be like, oh my God, isn't that so cute? Who are you thinking about getting this for? Different. It's fucking different, bitch. You're trying to sell some shit. But whenever it's like, Amy God, are you expecting Amy God? Unless if someone fucking says something, why don't you just mind your business? Just mind your fucking business. It's not that hard. It's not that fucking hard. I mind my business. Now, if somebody's doing like a funny dance move, yeah, I'd be staring and laughing. Or like cheering them on, yeah. But if it's just random schmegler bullshit, shut the fuck up. Mind your business. Shut the fuck up. Worry about somebody else. Thank you. But anyways, guys, that wraps up the end of today's episode. Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I really, really appreciate it. If you want to follow me on the Instagram, it's alexa.ba.blexa, same as TikTok. But I would really appreciate if you guys would go ahead and drop follow to my podcast Instagram. That'd be fucking phenomenal. Absolutely fucking phenomenal. It is 51.50 with Alexa. Again, 51.50 with Alexa. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.